Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit and His people who hear Him. He's moving by those who hear Him out. Sometimes people hear from the Lord and they rush into things. And some people hear Him out and they make a difference. The Lord has a protocol. Things are not like they appear. And the Lord's been telling me that more and more recently. People are not like they seem. Things are not like they appear. Things are not like you want them to be. Sometimes they're greater than your expectation, and sometimes they're lower than your expectation. Our only hope is to pay attention to the Lord and observe His guidance and do it. Then we will be perfectly appropriate. And we'll be, like my pastor said, spiritually successful. That's the only way to do this. If you follow God, you're going to be miserably misunderstood many times. If you do exactly what He say, proud people will not understand to save their life. But you'll be effective and you'll do things differently than people who are not proud would expect. But it'll be useful. You'll get to where you're going. A man told me one time, he said, I never heard of a preacher being moved. You know, but I never heard somebody say that God led them to go somewhere and make less money and preach at a smaller church. They always are led to go to a church that's greater, it pays more money than any land. And, you know, that happens most of the time. But I have heard of a guy, a friend of mine, a reliable source, a man named Elder Dixon. And he would get a church going, and then they'd send him to a church that was smaller. Or the Lord would bless him to go, and he'd bring that church to life. Some people are in it for what's right. Some people are not trying to build money out of the works of God. But some people love people. And if you love people, in my experience, people don't, that's not the first thing on their list. The honor of men is important to people. And I don't like saying stuff like this, but that's just the way it is. Some people, they want more of everything. They want success from man's point of view. And that's what they pray for. But when you hear God out, He show you how to reach people that are out there. And you have to trust Him. And there are people just like you that would love God. And that's where my heart is. I can't help everybody because some people won't receive from me as a person. And I've tried to give people things that God gave me and it don't always work. And the Lord helped me to see that. But there are people, when I talk to them, the Holy Spirit gets involved. And there's no struggle to teach. There's no struggle to talk. The Lord give me what they need. And then sometimes, you know, when people are stirred up, they say things you need. A healthy relationship, you know, in a healthy relationship, you can learn from each other. In an unhealthy relationship, you know, if it's pride-based, then only you do the talking. But everybody has a voice. And some people break through in life. They've gone through miserable things. And when you hear their backstory, it's amazing. And what God did to help them, that's amazing. But some people got to be the best. They got to be on top of things. And the Lord don't deal with that. He don't like that kind of pride. He's not going to use that kind of pride. But people who love people, those are the ones he can minister to. He can minister through them. And those are the kind of people that I'm after. And the Lord gave me this website to do that. If the Lord woke you up, gave you a dream about this website and told you to go on it, then use it. Receive what he said through little old me. The Lord called me to this ministry to do this. And I'm not trying to be fantastic, but there are people out there that they miss their visitation and they miss their calling because of traitors who don't love God's word. Mentors that don't mentor right. People that love the world and preach the world. And these things slow the body of Christ down. Now, I'm sorry that some people are turncoats. They love the world just like Demas did. In modern times, when men and women of God backslide, they don't stop preaching. They start sinning. More so like Jezebel did. And I'm talking about the New Testament Jezebel. She called herself a prophet. She prophesied. And she taught people to commit fornication. And the Lord said, if you don't repent, I'm going to kill your children with death. And I've been, you know, people who do that, who live, shack up and live together and preach anyway, their children die. They know better, they prophesy, they preach, they commit adultery, and their children die. Now, you got eyes and ears, just watch. The Lord said what would happen. That was I didn't think about it that way. I was watching C.F. Roth one day, and a man was talking about how his mother had done things. And I think he ended up dying. I got to go back and look at it again. When people do these things, there are consequences. So we need to follow God. Now, everybody who's child died, that doesn't mean it, but that is a problem. There are people out there doing these things, but the promises of God are true. Even the warnings of God, they're true too. So you can't just believe the goodies. You got to believe everything. If Jesus said, if you don't repent, then that means you're going to quit this stuff. And if you keep doing it and don't repent, your children will die. And this man was saved. God knows what he's doing. And if you really want to know why it's that way, ask him. But when people follow God, when you love people, you're not going to get a huge crowd of followers. When you love everybody, when you walk in the love of God, people, they want you to be mad at who they're mad at. They want you to have a problem with who they have a problem with. That's just human nature. And they look for people that feel like them. But when you spend time in the Lord's presence, then you can see why things are the way they are. You know, whenever I voted for presidents, I don't like politics. I don't thrive on that. But because it's important to get a good president, I would always seek the Lord about who to vote for. And he would give me wisdom. And he would show me what to do. And who to vote for and why. And they were not always the people I would have chosen. If I went by appearance, I wouldn't have voted for them. If I went by their history, I wouldn't have voted for them. But I knew who would win, and the Lord had a purpose in them. But I know this for a fact. When you follow God, He's going to help you be appropriate. And when you take when you go in prayer and get a real answer from the Lord, He might tell you where to go, and it may not be as glamorous. Just like my friend was saying, he never heard of a preacher leaving a church to pay more and had a larger congregation to a smaller congregation with a whole lot less pay or no pay at all. But when you follow God, you'll go where you go, and when you get there, God will show up and make things right, just like He did with Elder Dixon. Now, when I follow God, I vowed that I would obey Him, and I do precisely what He said to do. And He trained me for everything that I do, because I spend time praying and I seek His face. And I ask Him the hard questions, because if I'm going to be effective, I have to do what He say. I can't originate such a plan that He gave me, how wonderful it is. And I understand that scripture. The Lord said He's hiding His face from proud people. People that hide from God, God hide from them too. They're not the only ones hiding. God don't really want proud people to know what He's doing anyway. They don't want to know, and He don't want them to know. They want God to get on board with what they're doing, instead of humbling themselves to see what He would say. And the Lord will show you how to minister to the needs of others. And I believe they sense it. And then they gravitate to what they want. And that's what they listen for. They condition God. If you're going to talk to me, I want you to talk to me about what I want to hear. But how many people do you hear encouraging people to write God a blank check? Surrender their life a living sacrifice. You know, how many people actually teach something like that? Most of the time it's, God will bless you. Seeking for these blessings, He's going to open doors. Why would He open a door for a person that's hard-headed? Why would, it doesn't make sense to open a door for somebody that's just hard-headed. Somebody that's in sin. You don't have to change. God's going to bless you. He's going to open the door, send the money in. All this foolishness. You can't use God's principles to do wrong and profit from it. But if you teach people right, God can bless you, like the word biblically, and you can be spiritually successful. I fear for the people who do it wrong. They got people sending in money. There was a guy who used to speak in tongues and then tell people to send in $1,000. $1,000. I'm so glad that I'm not him. Because when we stand before the Lord, we got to give an account for all of the misery we cause. I met a guy that sent him $1,000. I'm like, man, you... I didn't say nothing. I just shook my head. Really? Don't follow Satan and his ways. God loves you. You don't have to send a preacher $1,000 for God to bless you. If God bless you, I don't want to do it that way. That's just not right. If you love God and you want to help the ministry, you believe in it, first of all, I would rather for you to get people to listen to the broadcast that the Lord put on your heart. If the Lord sense, you know, if you sense they are like the things I'm talking about, then alert them to it. If you see a YouTube video of somebody else and you think it'll bless their life or they'll appreciate it, by all means, just alert them to it. It may start a conversation. Love the people you're around. These are the things that's necessary. If God wants to promote a ministry he has, he can do it just as fast as he wants to. But I don't want to promote it like I've seen other people do things. I want people to love God, have a prayer life, have fellowship with Him. That doesn't, I don't need money for that. If people would do that, then when the Lord give them, lead them to my website that He's given me to do, which is really His website, I'm just a steward of it. I do what He say do. I'm the mouthpiece that He uses. I'm like an inkjet printer that if He give me what to say, I say it, because He has to use people, and He happened to use me to do this assignment. This is an assignment, and I'm going to be as faithful as I can to Jesus come. When He come, I'll probably be making a broadcast. So if people would, if they would be conditioned to love and hear God out, and I can help them, fine. But it, by all means, people need to be taught to have a strong relationship, a prayer life, where they go and seek the Lord and do what He say do. And here, and it's beautiful. I've seen great things of God happen because I obey Him. And this is for everybody, not just preachers. You don't have to be a preacher to pray. You're a king and a priest. A king and a priest already. And you do have the ministry of reconciliation. And if you live your life yielded to God, you will win souls. You will expose the truth to everybody. No. And when you walk in the God kind of love and love people like God love you, things happen, things change. Things are put to good use. You got little nieces and nephews looking at you. Sons and daughters, cousins. And you love everybody, and God will give you how to respond to their needs. In your family, you can have family relationships, successful family relationships. Some people are going, they go, when they see you coming, they're going to leave. That's because they love the world, and they're trying to protect their love for the world. And they don't want, the enemy got them on the run. But what you can do for them, you know, it's obvious that they sense the God, God in you. So tell Satan he can't deceive them. Now, they might run anyway. They got their own will. They'll have to deal with that themselves. But when you open people's eyes, when you shut Satan down for them, they might come running. Or they'll get in trouble and they'll get tired of it and they'll know where to come to. And God, you know, prepare them and send them, and then they'll have ears to hear. Once people have ears to hear, that's all God needs. The tragedy is that many people don't have ears to hear. And I'm not trying to make people have ears to hear, but we can present them with the gospel and they can get saved and they can go forward. That's what it's all about. That, you don't need money to do that. And I don't mind working. I'm a preacher that works. I work, I'm gonna keep working. If people give me $1 million, I'm gonna keep working. Cause I won't. I like having my own money. I like to work for my, what I'm gonna get. And if I thought people would bless the radio broadcast more, I thank God for those that have given me money and helped me do it. Customers that have given me tips, thank God for it. I use it to the ministry, all of it. But that's not, I'm not trying to make a living off the ministry. I do what I do because I love God. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So many people have muddied the water. I don't like asking for money. And I probably should, but that's why I don't. Charlatans have just made a mess of things. But God loves His people, and I love His people. Not trying to prove it, but I just love His people, and I ask Him to help me win souls. So you have to go before the Lord and do it the way God gives you to do it. You don't have to do what I do. And you don't have to do what charlatans do either.
Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.